so on this program earlier this month after Republican Glenn Youngkin won the governor's race in blue state Virginia. I got to tell you, they have a knack, Republicans, of kind of losing that momentum and getting off message and snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. What's the plan to actually get all the way through the tape and take back the House and the Senate?
I think Senator Barrasso said it a few weeks ago. I'll say it again. The voters are smart, Jason. Americans are smart. They are rejecting this socialist big government agenda. They realize that Democrats in Congress right now are completely out of touch with Main Street America and middle class Americans. And our job over the next year, we know it's going to be a dogfight, is to make sure that it's very clear every day that their policies, their big government policies, are driving inflation, are driving the crime wave across this country, are responsible for the open border. And we can go through all kinds of incompetent leadership that this administration has shown us since the beginning of the year.
Incompetence, the order of the day. It's plenty of it out there, Janet.
No,
and unfortunately, it's in our government. And, you know, that could be federal. We could see it in the state.
Federal, and even, state, or local.
Right, on all three or four areas, depending on how far you want to go down. I think the dog catcher is doing a fair job.
Right.
Haven't seen any stray dogs in my neighborhood lately.
How about possums? Have you seen any stray possums?
No, not like you have.
Yeah, he comes back every evening at the same time. Every evening.
So this is becoming a ritual.
Yeah,
it is. It's not good.
Yeah, I'm going to have to name him soon.
This isn't like one of those movies where, you know, like the deer and the dog grow up together.
No.
And they become best friends.
Winston's waiting for him at the sliding glass door every evening. And it's like, bark, 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 bark.
If you're wondering what Janet's talking about, there's a picture of this little baby possum on our Facebook page.
Yeah. He comes to visit every evening at the same time. Every evening.
Wow.
So, and the thing about it is, I don't want anything to happen to him. They're very valuable.
Oh, they do their job. Speaking of somebody that does their job.
Right. That's right. They are very competent. They eat the ticks. They do all the stuff they're supposed to do.
Right.
They just need to stay off my deck. So go find your mama. I don't know if he's just precocious and he's wandering away from everybody else.
Uh-huh.
Or if something happened to mom, I don't know. Mark won't let me feed him.
Right. Because he doesn't want you to become mom.
Right. That's exactly right. Of course, my instinct is to feed him.
Feed him, of course.
Right. And he still, every time I open the door, he'll go, wait for dinner. Yeah. So it's like, I don't know. He's cute, though. So
he is cute.
I'll just keep admiring him from afar and making sure my littles admire him from
yes,
afar.
Yes, no doubt.
So,
no doubt.
It's Tuesday. It's Giving Tuesday.
It is.
How about that?
I love it.
I do, too.
I love it.
We're going to talk about Giving Tuesday a little bit later on this morning, and we'll enjoy talking about that because we think that we always feature nonprofits in the area, and we want people to know about these nonprofits doing the good work in our communities.
Yep.
So we'll talk about that a little bit later on. In the meantime, here's your thought of the day.
Okay.
Happiness depends on being free,
and
freedom depends on being courageous.
Yeah.
That's the not fun part.
That
sometimes
sounds like a Thomas Jefferson kind of quote, doesn't it?
I don't remember who said it.
Yeah, I like that, though.
It is good. Happiness depends on being free. Freedom depends on being courageous.
Because sometimes you have to stand up for that freedom. And
that's where we are
right now,
for sure. 434-248-0704. That is our text number.
Wow. This guy is, he's made the morning jam on a couple of occasions.
Here recently.
Yeah, but never in a mind jam trivia. You wouldn't think of a mind jam trivia and Mike Tyson.
Actually, I would.
He would.
He jams my mind up big time. He makes no sense to me at every level.
I gotcha.
He does some weird stuff, including this.
Yeah, in 1988, on this day, Mike Tyson was sued for $92,000 for non-payment for purchasing what?
$92,000.
That's a little bit of a purchase.
On this item.
Mm-hmm. Most of us spend that on... at least a half a house now, you know.
Right.
Still get a house for $92,000.
I mean, that would cover all our cars.
Right, true. So, you know, that's true.
There's that.
Oh,
so, yeah. 434-248-0704. Yeah. What do you think he was sued for non-payment of for
$92,000?
A lot of money.
It is.
And on this day in history, 1971, Emmy and Peabody Award-winning TV movie Brian Song, about the friendship of Chicago Bears football teammates Brian Piccolo and Gale Sayers, based on Sayers' autobiography, premieres on ABC. It starred James Caan and Billy Dee Williams.
Yeah, James Caan just did an awesome Brian Piccolo. I got to tell you, I think I've said this on the air, my first love was football. It literally was. And kid growing up, 1971, I was a kid. I love football. I watched this movie and I cried. And
see,
I've never, this
is a movie I've never seen.
I've got the DVD of the original, not the remake. You got to watch the original.
Is this the original?
This
James
is the
Caan
original. Yes,
Dee.
It is.
Okay.
And there's this amazing speech that Gale Sayers gave at an awards banquet. And this is Billy Dee Williams playing Gale Sayers.
I'd like to say a few words about a guy I know, a friend of mine. His name is Brian Piccolo. He has a mental attitude which makes me proud to have a friend who spells out courage 24 hours a day, every day of his life. I love Brian Piccolo. And I'd like all of you to love him too. And tonight, hit your knees. Please ask God to love him.
I still get choked up. The music, the soundtrack. This was a TV movie that should have been turned into a
major
film.
A major.
You know,
those are major movie actors.
Right, exactly.
Playing those
roles.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Those are not TV actors.
Right, exactly.
So,
yeah, they went on to do some amazing things. Well, of course, Elf for James Caan.
Well,
and a lot about the Godfather.
I mean, yes. It was the
absolutely.
I mean, he went on to do big Sonny Corleone.
Yes,
was kind of his big thing.
Yeah,
but I need to see that one.
Yeah, I'll give you the DVD.
I have a feeling it's going to make me cry a lot.
Oh, it's going to make you cry.
Oh Lord!
And I tell you honestly, with racial tensions the way that they are, and mainly inflated by the media.
Maybe
this would
be mandatory watching.
It really is, because this is part of the deal in the movie. Not a spoiler alert, because it's part of our history, but they roomed together. Mm-hmm. And this was a pretty big deal that a white guy would room with a black guy. And
Back in that time.
Yeah. So anyway, good movie.
Pretty cool. 1979, Pink Floyd's The Wall is released, sells 6 million copies in the first 2 weeks alone.
And this song went huge for Pink Floyd. Yeah, we don't need no education.
Yeah,
we don't need
school
patrols. Anyway,
all the little kids singing with them.
Yeah, that's right.
Pretty
cool.
A
little kids choir.
1993, Schindler's List, America historical drama. It's directed by Steven Spielberg, starred Liam Neeson, Ben Kingsley, and Ralph Fiennes. It premieres in Washington, D.C. It was the Academy Awards Best Picture in 1994.
And also in black and white, a conversation
we just
had the other day.
How are you doing? Oscar Schindler.
We started without you.
Fine. I miss anything good?
I was explaining to Herr Bosch and Herr Madrid some of the benefits of moving their factories into Kwashov.
I meant the food.
There's a nice sheen about it.
Thank you.
Very nice.
I'd say I'd get you one, but the man who made it's probably dead. I don't know.
Mm. Jeez, what a movie. Mm. And I've never seen it from beginning to end. That's another.
I have. Mm-hmm. Of course, every time I see Schindler's List, I think about the episode of Seinfeld where they were making out during Schindler's List and offending everyone.
I do remember that.
How could you possibly make out during Schindler's List?
Right, exactly.
That's what I get distracted by. 2015, NBA star Kobe Bryant announces his intention to retire at the end of the season.
I mean, a decision like this, you can't make that decision based on you know, outside circumstances. I mean, it has to be an internal decision. And finally, I just had to just accept the fact that I don't want to do this anymore. You know, it's and I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
And was just really doing some great things until, you know, he was tragically killed.
Lost him far too young.
Yeah.
For sure. And his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. We got some birthdays today.
We do.
Kaylee Cuoco is having a birthday today, turning 36.
Wow. Big Bang Theory. That's my version of the theme song.
Oh, no. Are all the machines taken? What are you gonna do?
No problem. I'll just do my laundry another night.
Another night? Well, I guess you can try, but deep inside your heart, you'll know that laundry night is always Saturday night.
Wow.
Her and Sheldon back and forth. Oh my gosh.
Gotta love
classic
Sheldon.
TV.
Ben Stiller also having a birthday today. He turns 56 years old. He comes from a long line of funny folks.
Oh, he does. And this is where he was part of the circle of trust.
Didn't we have a discussion yesterday in the car about this?
Oh, yes. You mean me and Pam. Yes, I would love to talk to you about
that. We're not talking about Pam, Greg. We're talking about you. See, if I can't trust you, Greg, then I have no choice but to put you right back outside the circle. And once you're out, you're out. There's no coming back.
Well, I would definitely like to stay inside the circle.
Yeah. Well, then tell me the truth.
Jack, I don't know what we're talking about.
Now, so you love that movie. I've never seen that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Although, mostly because I cannot stand De Niro.
Right.
I loved him in, Dodgeball. I loved him in Dodgeball.
Yeah.
I loved him in Night at the Museum and all those. Of course, watch those with the kids.
Right.
Probably couldn't watch that other one with the kids.
Well, now you could, but back then you couldn't.
Back then when it was out, yeah. They were probably too little for that. Bo Jackson having a birthday today. He turns 59 years old.
Wow. This guy.
Bo knows baseball.
He knows baseball and football.
Right.
And tragically, he had an injury that would end his career. But, up to that point, he was stinking amazing.
And off to Bo, off the left side, gets to the outside. First down, he streaks to the 20, the 30. They'll never catch him. He's at the 50, the 30, the 20. Count them, folks. Silver and black, Bo Jackson. Holy Toledo, 90 yards.
I love
those. Holy Toledo.
Holy Toledo. You know, he and Deion Sanders, really the only two that I'm aware of, our sports guy in the room next door will straighten me out, that played both sports at the same time. I think it was just those two guys that have pulled that off.
And then you had Jordan who tried, but
right, true.
That was just like, you know what? Yeah. You kind of tarnished your halo a little bit with that one, buddy.
True. Yeah.
Didn't he do that because his dad loved baseball?
You know, I don't know.
I think that's why he played
for the Chicago White Sox and a minor league team.
Not very long.
Right.
This next fellow, very talented, very, very weird guy.
Yes.
Turns 86 today, Woody Allen.
This is him on the Dean Martin show back in the late 60s. So before we knew what we knew about Woody Allen.
What a weirdo he was. Yes. Okay.
I'm not a swinger. You know, my idea of a big evening is to go down to the corner rotissima and watch the chickens revolve. And I take her downstairs, and sitting on her front steps are bullies, is what they are, bad guys making nasty remarks. And I don't get involved in that scene anymore. I had taken some karate lessons for a short while, and they taught me how to shatter a 3-inch board with one chop of my hand. And I was coming home late at night, and two guys stepped out of an alley and attacked me with a 4-inch board.
He didn't know what to do with that. He only could handle up to a 3-inch board.
It was just too much.
They destroyed
4 inches is just too far.
That's right.
I got it. Also having a birthday, we've got a couple more. Billy Idol turned 66 years old.
Oh, yes. And I have Billy Idol's audio. I've got several Billy Idol's audio, but I got to get the right one. And I apologize. I fill the time for just a moment there, Janet, if you would, please.
Should I go to our next one?
No, I'm going to come back.
Should I just do my best Billy Idol impersonation?
What, are you going to act angry and
Day
scream?
Day for a white wedding.
There you go. That was pretty good.
It's a nice day for a white wedding.
Not bad.
Not bad.
It's a nice day to start again.
Was he really that angry, or is he still?
I think his voice just sounds like that. And again, what was the movie he was in? Was it First, or was it 50 Dates? No, what was it? What was the movie he was in? The Wedding Singer?
Might have been in The Wedding Singer.
Maybe The Wedding Singer on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
And he just seemed a little bit charming in that,
right.
in that part. So I think a lot of that was an act. Then our last birthday today, turning 69 today, it's Mandy Patinkin.
That's a woman's name unless you're Mandy Patinkin.
Yeah, really? Yes, tell him that.
I'm not going to mess with him.
Yeah.
Promise I will not kill you until you reach the top.
That's very comforting, but I'm afraid you'll just have to wait.
I hate waiting. I could give you my word as a Spaniard.
No good. I've known too many Spaniards.
Is there any way you trust me?
Hello. My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
He was also in Yentl.
Yentl,
yeah.
and also was the first main guy in Criminal Minds. He did that for a couple of seasons.
Yep,
just
sure
really
was.
Owned that. And the guy that replaced him did good, but he owned that role. Goodness gracious. It was scary.
Yeah, he was really, really good.
Don't want to watch that show before
Very
you go to bed. Yes.
Character.
Absolutely.
I liked it. All right. We have our Mind Jam trivia today. It is an interesting one. It's about Mike Tyson.
It is. On this day in 1988, Mike Tyson was sued for $92,000 for non-payment of purchasing what? What did Mike? Now, you got to remember, 1988, $92,000 went further than it does today.
Right.
So what was that thing that he did had a non-payment?
Yeah, it's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
What is
one
it?
One thing.
It's
okay.
One thing.
Gotcha.
All right, 434-248-0704. We'll be back with that answer when we return on the Morning Jam.
It's a nice day to
listen to the Morning Jam, 6 to 9 a.m. The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark, 6 to 9 a.m.
Had three Billy Idol audio bits this morning. Got a little confused, and it's kind of a shell game.
Getting, right, that's
getting
right.
the right one, but that's one of his hits. He is 66 today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he is the Route 66 guy all day
today. At least today.
Yeah.
He is. Our text number you've been using already this morning.
Yeah.
We're glad about that. Hope you guys will keep it handy and use it very often, including use it to send in your entry for our Come to the Table Tuesday. We're going to be giving that away in the 8 o'clock hour. 434-248-0704. Just include your name and let us know how you would use this this lunch.
Okay.
From Honey Baked Ham and Harvest Baptist Church. We'll feed you and up to 10 of your cohorts.
Mm-hmm.
So we just want to know who you'd be sharing and breaking bread with.
And we want to thank also Lifestyle Relocation. They've decided this is the one thing we want to partner with the Virginia Talk Radio Network is our Come to the Table Tuesdays. So loving it that these people...
It just makes us better.
It does.
It makes us better
it really
as
does.
People to not... Not pull away from each other, but to keep the conversations open.
Yeah.
Well, we've been talking about Mike Tyson this morning.
Yeah, it's just kind of a sports show.
Okay.
And I have a bit of sports trivia.
Go sports.
Yeah, go sports, because our walking encyclopedia just texted me during the break, said Tom Brady was drafted by the Expos, the baseball team. Did not know that. He didn't play for them. I would imagine.
I mean, there's a lot of kids that play in high school.
Multiple sports, yeah.
And just because they're trying to find their groove and
right.
where they best fit. And I mean, I know a lot of kids that played baseball, basketball, and football.
Mm-hmm.
So not unusual, but unusual to fully excel in both of them equally.
I played the radio, and you see where I'm at 63.
And I played the bass and the marching band. So there we go.
That's right, and the traveling amp.
Our question was about Mike Tyson.
Yeah, 1988, Mike Tyson was sued for $92,000 for non-payment for purchasing what? We had a guess from the studio next door.
Right.
Pretty good guess. I don't know if it was right.
Yeah. He said...
A tiger.
That is a good guess.
Mm-hmm.
We had Gold Tooth was a guest.
Okay, yeah.
Fancy car was a guest.
Sure.
It's not any of those. A New York City furrier sued Mike Tyson because apparently he bought a fur coat for $92,000 and didn't pay.
Wow.
I didn't even know you could spend $92,000 in fur.
Yeah, and what do you do? In 1988, Mike Tyson's at the top of his game. I'm going to go collect.
Yeah.
I'm going to send Billy Bob over there to collect.
He's been in a lot of lawsuits.
Yeah. Michael Jackson was, you know, there were rumors that he wasn't paying his bills either at times. You know, of course, Michael Jackson walks into your illustrious, you know, whatever, name the store in L.A.
Like you're going to question that he's going to
you know, pay me when you can. Well, I don't have my money on me. You know, I don't carry that kind of money.
Because, you know, I'm Michael Jackson. Right.
So.
It amazes me how much free stuff rich people get.
Mm-hmm.
That makes no sense to me either.
Yeah, if anybody can afford it.
But it happens a lot. Well, it was a fur coat, apparently.
I always wondered about these, like the red carpet. She's wearing Kardashian or whatever, you know.
Cartier.
Yeah, Cartier, whatever. It shows you how much I know about clothing.
I think she'd look silly wearing a Kardashian, like piggyback Kim Kardashian on her back. That
I'm wearing
silly.
A great value from Walmart. Anyway, you know, when they loan them those dresses so they can... do those always go back to the original owner? Interesting.
I guess. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, sometimes you've had these big celebrities wear the same dress to another because that's become popular again.
Right.
Sure. I'm sustainable because I'm wearing the same dress twice. Ooh, touch you. We've got your local headlines coming up Lynchburg, Roanoke, and the South Side. You hang on.
Yep, hang on. It is 6:31.
And currently, we have some chilly temperatures, 34 in Lynchburg, 32 in Bedford, 27 in Danville, and 33 in Roanoke and Salem.
I get to use my...
That is crazy. 27 degrees.
I get to use my little sound effect here.
Why? Why are you using your sound effect?
Like it's driving by.
Uh-huh.
It's actually driving by the... Well, it's because the Lynchburg Fire Station, number 3, you're not going to hear that noise for the next 4 weeks, it looks like.
Well, it's because that was not a fire truck. That's a...
that is a SWAT team.
You're not going to hear that.
That's true. That was pretty good. I'm going to sign you up for sound effects. For the next 4 weeks, Fire Station number 3, City of Lynchburg, will be closed down so crews can do renovation in the facility. Lynchburg officials say the renovation is much needed at the location 4701 Fort Avenue, which includes a building addition, a new kitchen, an updated locker room, and a new training common area. So that means from yesterday through December the 27th, looks like they're going to be in it right before the new year. The staff at the Fire Station 3 will reportedly be assigned to other fire stations throughout the city of Lynchburg. You know, just a quick story here. I was able to help remodel the kitchen in one of these things, Janet, and I learned, well, number one, we had to pull... I've done some strange things in construction over my years. I'm going to go to my first weird thing that I ever did. I had to bring cabinets up an elevator shaft one time because the staircase, it was being demoed and remodeled. And the only way you could get to this next floor in this church was the fire escape. And I had to get this big cabinet. So Perry, I can't remember Perry's last name, worked for Coleman Adams. I had to get it up there. So we drilled a hole through it and ran a rope through it. And we drug it along its backside against the wall of the elevator shaft. And he didn't want me to do it. I said, dude, this is the only way this cabinet's going to get to the top. So I've done some strange things like that. I actually had to pull some materials up through the hole that they slide down to get this cabinet countertop job done. This was just a countertop. But I realized really quickly it was a 24-foot long countertop. These guys had some of the best pots and pans I had ever seen. I mean, these guys, I mean, they live there. So, you know, one guy is, you know, or more than one actually, is handed the mantle of being the chef for everybody, pretty much.
Right.
And let me tell you, they had...
They take their food seriously.
Oh, my gosh. And this was a fully functioning, large kitchen.
Because you got to feed a lot of guys.
Yeah, and you got to make a lot of food for
party,
a lot of guys.
Party eaters.
And these guys are not, you know.
I thought you were going to tell me you got to go down like the fire pole or
we
something.
We did.
Oh, did
he
you?
He let us go down the pole.
Fine.
That wouldn't happen now because of the all the crazy insurance stuff. This was back in the, what was the early 2000s?
If I signed a waiver, would y'all let me do it? I would totally sign a waiver.
Yeah.
I had a fireman's pole put on my kids' play set.
Oh, cool.
When they were little.
Nice.
Yeah, just so they could get that thrill of sliding down the fire pole.
Sliding down the pole.
All right, story out of Patrick County. Three members of a Henry County family are facing multiple charges for breaking and entering and larceny following recent break-ins in Patrick County. According to the sheriff's office there, numerous break-ins have occurred around the county line over the past several months, prompting an investigation. Eight locations have been identified: Spring Road, Microfilm Road, Hollinsworth Drive, Abram Penn Highway, all part of the investigation. Household items, tools, collectibles valued at several thousand dollars were the main stolen items. As of this writing, though, they say some of the property has been recovered. All of the investigators working diligently to bring resolution for the victims, Sheriff Dan Smith said in a statement. The sheriff's office said on Monday that three people are from Bassett, including 32-year-old French Bailey, 34-year-old Jessica Bailey, who live at the same address, along with 30-year-old Jamie Bailey of Spruce Pine Drive. They were all arrested on different days last week in connection to the incidents. All three family members have been charged with multiple counts because the families that steal together, you know, do time together, apparently.
Yes, they should.
There's a philosophy for you. Wow.
I need my Beretta song if you can't. Do the time, don't do the crime.
Don't do the crime. What is that about?
I don't know.
Y'all need to take up like putt-putt or
crochet
something.
Crochet or something.
I don't know.
Well, I have a song for my next door. I'm pretty excited about.
Okay. Hey, the Price is Right.
The Roanoke popular demand for The Price is Right is back. It's coming to the Berglund Center.
Okay. Oh, is that what it was? The Roanoke Berglund Center?
Yeah, yeah. I sort of smashed them together.
Got
there.
It.
My own game show. It's called Trying to Read Live. Okay. Berglund Center in April this coming year, 2022, the live interactive stage show based on the hit TV show The Price is Right gives audiences and members a chance to win prizes, including appliances, vacations, and even a new car.
Is Drew Carey coming?
I don't think so, no.
Oh, boo.
Yeah, classic games from the show like Plinko, Cliffhangers, and Big Wheel will also be featured at the show. Tickets go on sale this Friday, December 3rd. They're going to be $46 to $56.
And no Drew Carey?
No, I'm sorry. It doesn't say here.
Ah.
But come
so
on,
upsetting.
Sing with me.
My best friend from high school, she loves going to The Price is Right.
I did a wedding for
the live
a Canadian lady who actually went to The Price is Right, won on The Price is Right.
Okay.
She won the big deal at the end and she won her big, of course,
the showcase show round.
Yeah, I mean,
showdown.
She was crazy. And Bob Barker, this was like the last year he did the show.
Okay.
So because a good friend of my wife is good friends with this lady that went. So I knew it was happening, and I recorded the snippet on WDBJ7, did a story on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I recorded it and just put it in my back pocket for use later. And I was asked by this lady to DJ their wedding. So when we did the introductions, I mixed that song together with her Price is Right thing. And
she was the bride?
She was the bride, and she couldn't believe I had the audio from the video
so
of her playing The Price is Right. It was a lot of fun. She was one of those, I mean, erratic, crazy people.
Off the chart.
Because that's how
they
pick you. They pick you from the line because you're crazy and you're like, you're wearing like, I love Bob Barker, or you're barking like a dog or whatever you do to get on The Price is Right.
I probably would never get on the stage. Like, I'm not doing that.
Vanna White, I think, was on The Price is Right.
Yeah, she was on there.
As a contestant.
Yes.
Pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's Giving Tuesday, folks, and this is, of course, a worldwide movement focused on opportunities to help organizations serve communities. According to the Giving Tuesday 2020 Impact Report, people donated about $2.47 billion in the U.S. last year in honor of Giving Tuesday. There are some folks working with Feeding Southwest Virginia, and they're getting information out about the nonprofit and why volunteers are needed. And so not only do they need money, but they need volunteers as well. Their goal is 750,000 meals that they can provide to Southwest Virginia region. So
that's cool.
Yeah, Giving Tuesday. Think about, you know, how you're going to participate that. We hope you will participate in it. And we're going to be talking to some folks a little bit later on about opportunities for you to engage in Roanoke and in the South Side, mm-hmm. and in Lynchburg, yeah. With Patrick Henry.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting.
So the Patrick Henry organization is going to be joining us, Patrick Henry Family Services. And, of course, that's a big deal for us here, yeah. and for our listeners. You know, family is everything. Yeah. So much can be staved off, mm-hmm. with a solid family.
Yes.
So much good can happen if we get help to the family.
Sure.
So we look forward to having that conversation.
Can I do something for you here?
Sure.
We're going to do a post-song story song for you.
Okay. There Whoops. You go.
Hang on, it's still playing my "Won't You Wanna Party With Me?"
Oh, I thought it was like a dance version
no,
of Give It a Little
although
Bit.
Although that would be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's like a dance mix.
Something like that.
Give it a little bit. There you go. I'll give a little bit of
my love to you. Show the love today on Giving Tuesday. Anybody remember? Remember the band? Send a smile and $20. How about that? Super Tramp on the Morning Jam. I'll give a little bit. I'll give a little bit of my life for you. And it is your life and your time. We always talk about the volunteer aspect of these organizations. Maybe you don't have the money, but you have some time.
Well, that's how you show what is important to you.
Mm-hmm.
People find time and investment,
yeah.
either by time and money, for the things that matter to them.
Yeah.
So Giving Tuesday is the perfect opportunity for you to do just that.
All right. Janet's going to give some advice when it comes to food.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Wow, what is going on with my computer this morning?
Are you changing my, maybe you could just change my sound music but for Supertramp.
I may have to play Supertramp because the other one's not playing for some reason.
That's okay.
Okay, here we go. Go ahead.
It's time for Five and Dine. It's brought to you by our friends at F&L Market. They're on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg, and they are so great at making sure that you're going to be ready for the holidays this year. They'll help you stock up your pantry, and they've got fresh meats being cut and ground every single day, and they're locally owned, independently owned. Be sure you sign up for their VIP and become a VIP customer, because you can save a lot that way. I thought this week I would give some recipes for, I like to give foodie gifts, mm-hmm. to close friends.
Okay.
So, you know, sometimes you want to do a little something for somebody, and maybe you just want to do a little tin or a little pretty little Christmas box filled with something yummy.
Right.
So today I'm going to share one of those recipes for you.
Okay.
This is Grinch popcorn.
Oh boy.
It's particularly, if you have somebody who's a little grumpy, we all have those people in our lives that are a little bit grumpy. So it's kind of funny,
yeah.
to give that to them.
I am one of those people.
But kids love it. Kids love it too. Because it's really fun. So this is how you make Grinch popcorn.
Okay.
You're going to start with 10 cups of popcorn. Very, very simple. You're going to make your popcorn, and you're going to salt it and set it aside. Then you're going to melt some butter in a medium saucepan on medium heat. You're going to add some marshmallows and stir until they're melted. Turn off the heat. Add some yellow food coloring to the marshmallow mixture, and then add some blue food coloring. And what are you going to get? The perfect shade of Grinch green. That's what you're going to get. You're going to coat the popcorn with your marshmallow mixture, and then you're going to pour that coated popcorn onto a prepared cookie sheet. Drizzle the remaining marshmallow mixture over the popcorn, add some mini marshmallows and some red M&Ms while the popcorn is still warm, and then allow it to cool, and then you're going to package it up.
Wow.
It's really fun looking,
yeah.
and like I say, kids love it. It's called Grinch popcorn. So if you want to learn to make it, you want to learn to see exactly what it's supposed to look like, I'm going to put a link on our Facebook page. Just look up Janet's Five and Dine, and you can see this along with all the other recipes that we share. It's a fun foodie gift to give, and it's good for about 2 weeks.
Okay.
So you
I don't
want
to make it. I just want to eat it.
Well, maybe I'll have to make some. And
well, that sounds good. Yeah.
And bring it in. We don't really have any horrible Grinches around here.
Mm-hmm.
But I have some friends that are real Grinchy around Christmas.
Right.
I need to whip up a batch for them.
And then hit them with it.
That's right. Our Five and Nine is brought to you by our friends at F&L Market. They are located on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg, and their meats are a cut above.
It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio. We are the Morning Jam.
I come from a long line of Southern cooks, and one thing my mama always told me was ingredients matter. That's why I trust the experienced butchers at F&L Market, Lynchburg's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store. Their staff cuts and grinds fresh meats daily and will offer you the personal service you desire for everyday meals or special occasions. This week at F&L Market, stock up on Family Pack Boneless Pork Chops, $2.29 a pound. Family Pack Bone-in assorted pork chops are $1.79 a pound. Boneless chuck roast are $5.49 a pound. Grade A large eggs are $1.59 a dozen. Save on Dole bananas, 49 cents a pound. And be sure to sign up for the VIP Savings Club. Text FL Market to 833-605-1804. Stop by F&L Market today, 2517 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. Their meat is a cut above.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
Coming from the operation, the head dead yet. 6:51, little Don Henley for you.
Yeah,
cleaning his laundry.
There's some dirty laundry being aired with the Cuomo brothers. A lot of it, too. CNN has been forced to react at this point.
Right.
They've issued a statement among some damning revelations of it. Their star anchor, Chris Cuomo, and his unprecedented involvement in his brother's inner circle, the now ousted New York governor, was engulfed in quite a bit of scandal. Newly released testimony from the New York Attorney General's investigation into the now ousted Andrew Cuomo shows that Cuomo primetime host heavily worked with the Democrats' inner circle to combat the sexual misconduct allegations against the governor, even relying on sources in the media on the reporting that was being done on the governor's accusers.
Well, he's his brother. Come on.
How does he keep his job? How?
It's his brother. He just wants to help out a brother.
Text messages released by the state investigators show that top Andrew Cuomo aide Melissa DeRosa asked about intel the CNN anchor had on March the 15th. About the reporting on the scandal, to which he replied it wasn't ready for publication. Ronan Farrow's story was eventually published in the New Yorker on March 18th, 3 days later. Cuomo's admission completely contradicts what he told CNN viewers in August when he said, "I never made calls to the press about my brother's situation at all." The anchor also admitted to investigators he provided the governor's office advice on his brother's messaging of his handling of the coronavirus outbreak, of which that was a hot mess.
Right.
Hours after the revelations went viral and caused an uproar among critics among the media landscape, CNN offered a tepid response to the growing scandal. Quote,
sure.
"The thousands of pages of additional transcripts and exhibits that were released today by the New York Attorney General's deserves a thorough review and consideration," CNN stated. "We will be having conversations and seeking additional clarity about their significance as they relate to CNN over the next several days."
Yes.
Oh, it relates significantly, sir and or madam, whoever released this. Cuomo previously addressed the controversies that plagued his brother, but significantly downplayed his role in aiding. He said that he was there to listen and offer my take and my advice to my brother. It was simple and consistent. Own what you did. Tell people what you'll do to be better. Be contrite. And finally, accept that it doesn't matter what you intended. What matters is how your actions and words were perceived.
Right.
So full of crap.
Right.
Unbelievable. I never made calls to the press about my brother's situation. I never influenced or attempted to control CNN's coverage of my family.
Not at all.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So, Rolling Stone editor-in-chief, which, whatever. I'm sorry. It's just the very idea that they're considered a serious...
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I will say that it says if this story is accurate, it describes a series of shocking ethical breaches, offenses for any news outlet.
Sure.
MSNBC columnist Eric Garcia said, just to be clear, if anyone else on CNN's roster did this, they would not only be fired, but they would be blacklisted from journalism, period.
Well, wait a minute. Isn't there a brewing storm with Chris Cuomo's, you know, friend that he tosses their show back and forth, Don Lemon, did something in a bar.
Oh, yeah.
And just nasty. I can't even repeat the things he said and what he did in this bar to another man.
Which is disgusting, but that doesn't even compare to what Chris Cuomo did.
True, true.
I mean, that makes him a lechy yuck.
Right.
So he could, like, probably be president or something. But... right. But for you to be calling yourself a journalist and to do this,
right?
That's a completely different level.
Yeah, it is.
Columbian journalism school professor Bill Grunsky tweeted, "It's hard to imagine any news executives keeping Chris Cuomo on staff after today's revelations." But then again, as CNN likes to say, this is CNN.
Well, yeah, exactly.
That's how he wrote it. It was, yeah.
You know, I believe it was when Chris Cuomo left ABC, went up to his producer or his boss or something and made some sexual comment to her and said, well, you're not my boss anymore.
Right. So I can do that.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's just... Okay, it's one thing. I mean, okay, people do stuff like that. I get that. It goes both ways, too. Women... you know, come on to guys like that too and do that kind of thing. And then, you know, at some point when it becomes, and I hate to say this because I've seen it happen, you know, the line can move for some people and it can't move for others.
Mm-hmm.
And then it becomes a harassment situation. I'll leave it at that. But I think that what that means to me when Chris Cuomo said that is he wanted to say that to her while she was his boss. You follow me? Mm-hmm. The thought was already there, and now he's just sort of kind of, you know, I could do it now.
Right.
It just shows, a level of disrespect, and he certainly has it.
Yeah.
And he's gone to the mat for his brother. We'll see if anything happens over at CNN, if there is any. I'm just thinking either one of those stories, the Don Lemon story or the Chris Cuomo story, happens to a Fox, I see in my mind three people that left Fox under a cloud. Some clouds were bigger than others, but Fox just didn't, you know, once it gets out, they're gone. They may put it under the rug for a little while and let some of the abuses linger too long, but eventually when it comes out, a Fox host or whatever or correspondent, they're just gone.
Mm-hmm.
To resurface later on Newsmax.
Right, right.
Anyway.
Well, President Biden back in the news after the media is taking a hit for some of their take on Biden's travel bans in light of how they responded to Trump's travel bans.
Xenophobic.
It's just another, and racist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just another example of how the treatment isn't anywhere near the same for these two presidents. We've got Bill Trefero on the way.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He's got your local headlines for Lynchburg, Roanoke, and the South Side.
He's going to talk about the police shortage in all of our listening area.
Right. And then also in our next hour, we're going to be continuing with our conversation about Giving Tuesday and our friends at Patrick Henry Family Services.
Awesome.
What a great organization for you to give on Giving Tuesday.